Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
When we look at our gospel lesson for this evening, there isn't a whole lot there at first glance. It's only a few verses. And yet, while St. Mark only includes this little bit, we get a fuller occurrence of that in St. Luke's gospel. So at the first, we see that Jesus rose early on that first day of the week. So on that first day, the day of his resurrection, when the sun is now at its rising, the women get to the tomb and he is already gone. He appears first to Mary Magdalene, who at first mistakes him for being the gardener. But Jesus reveals himself to her as Jesus, her Lord, her teacher. Now, St. Mark includes here something that I think throughout much of history we forgot. For as long as I can remember, I had been taught that Mary Magdalene was a lady who did not understand the sixth commandment, that she was a prostitute. However, the Bible never calls her that. The only thing that we know from the scriptures is that instead of that, she had been possessed by seven demons, and that Jesus had exorcised those demons from her. Now, could it have been that she had become demon-possessed because she was stuck in the sins of fornication? Sure, that's possible. But no matter what, we see that she is a woman who was in need of salvation, who was in need of a Savior, who was in need of healing, and that Jesus provided that for her. Jesus is her salvation, and because of it, she follows him. She learns from him. She worships and adores him. And she is at the foot of the cross with Mary, his mother. She went and she tells the disciples that they had seen the Lord, that he who was dead is now alive. And this last Sunday, we heard the story of Doubting Thomas. We heard of how Jesus appeared to the 10 and how Thomas did not believe. But here we are told very clearly that when they heard that he was alive and that Mary had seen him, they did not believe. They needed to witness for themselves. And the words are true on Sunday as they are today. Blessed are you who have not seen and yet have believed. After that, St. Mark writes, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. Now, this is much better remembered from St. Luke's Gospel. We recount this as the road to Emmaus, that two of those who had followed him, who had learned from him, were walking on the way, and Jesus then comes to them and starts asking questions of them and revealing the scriptures to them. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together in all these things which had happened. So it was, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained, so that they did not know him. He said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?" Then one, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said to him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known these things which happened there in these days?" Everyone had now heard, for he had ridden triumphantly in on Palm Sunday. The crowds had cried out, "Hosanna, save us now." And just a few days later, many in a different crowd, many who were changed over, would yell out, "Crucify him." Above his head was hung the title Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Who are you? How do you not know what has transpired? But they asked this question. And Jesus says to them, what things? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. We were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Even still, after 3 years of Jesus explaining his ministry, explaining that he had come to overthrow sin, death, and the devil, they are still saddened at his death, thinking now the movement is over. Now we will remain slaves to Rome. He has not really freed us because he is dead. It's a misunderstanding of what the Messiah is, who he is, what he has come to do. So we were hoping that he was going to deliver us. But it's now the third day since he had died. But, they tell him, certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. They did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. But him they did not see, referencing Peter and John, who had run to that tomb after the women proclaimed it. Him they did not see. Jesus said to them, O foolish ones, slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. If 3 years of catechesis was not enough, day in and day out with the Messiah, they now have him there unpacking the scriptures, unpacking the words given to God, given through Moses, the books of the five first books, the Pentateuch, and the words of the prophets that proclaimed that he was coming, that proclaimed that he would have to endure this, and that by his stripes we would be healed. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. You ever had that time when somebody who came to spend some time with you, and you got to talking and talking and talking, and it became so exciting that even though the hours became late, you just couldn't help but continue? For the joy brought in those conversations, for the hope that this man shared with them. He gave them a peace, and they didn't fully understand why. And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. When our Lord blesses bread, when he distributes it, our eyes are opened and we see our Lord. When Jesus is the host of this meal that we receive tonight, we see him as he is, as our Lord and Savior, as the one who conquers death and sin on our behalf. There is comfort in this feast, in this foretaste of the feast that we will have for all eternity. Our eyes are opened to the truth of who Jesus is, the one who has conquered all of these things on our behalf. Their eyes were opened, they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. So they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. I hope that even if you've been a Christian for years upon years, when you are reading the Word of God and when you are discussing the Word of God, you feel that burning passion and desire in your hearts. That never fades from you. It certainly doesn't fade in my own heart. The joy I get from talking to fellow believers about Jesus and about what he has done, that carries me through even on the most dismal days. And I pray that it does for you as well. Believe in this Jesus, the truth, the life. He is the resurrection and the life. Because he lives, we shall live also. Jesus speaks of these things on the road to Emmaus. He reveals himself in the breaking of bread, and he reveals himself in the word read and proclaimed to you this very night. He reveals himself in his own body and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. So take these words to heart, believe them fully, and burn with desire to continue hearing these words. The church sings. Then sing your hosannas and raise your glad voice. Proclaim the blessed tidings that all may rejoice. Lord, honor and praise to the Lamb that was slain. With Father and Spirit, he ever shall reign. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.